Some big banks made big money when the market surged after the election. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Today, two of the biggest banks, Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase, announced very strong results for the quarter just ended. Bank of America profits rose 48%, J.P. Morgan Chase up 96% from a year earlier. B of A and Chase made a lot of money from financial market trading, placing bets as the stock market started to rise and the bond market started to fall after the surprise Donald Trump victory. Let's get a better handle on this with our Friday regular, Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So some of these banks were making money off trading, particularly after the presidential election results were in. What do you make of this?
It really is the first sustained move in one direction in multiple markets that we've seen in about 2 years. And those momentum trades, increasingly rare, but they are an opportunity for traders to make money. It's just easier when the market moves in one direction.
Also news today that retail sales in December went up. The headline is up by 0.6%.
Yeah, I see flat, David.
I say up 0.6, you say zero. Why?
It's because of the way we look at the numbers. We take gasoline sales out, and then we take autos out. I should note, though, that auto sales really were tremendous in December. That was a surprise. It was because of deep discounts, but automakers had a really good year in 2016.
Christopher Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Regulating the automotive industry at the cusp of a new presidential administration now. First, Sergio Marchionne, the head of Fiat Chrysler, saying he's going to challenge the Environmental Protection Agency's complaint yesterday that its diesel engines and Jeeps and Ram pickups were illegally polluting. That takes the fight to the EPA that will be under new leadership in the Trump administration, where there may be a more pro-industry footing. I asked auto industry analyst Marianne Keller about this. She's founder of MKNA Global Automotive Strategy.
If there really is an illegal device and it's not subject to interpretation, one would assume that the prevailing law is what's going to govern the outcome, whether it's going to have to repair or remediate the offending engines or provide some sort of compensation or pay a fine. I would assume that it would be the old EPA that would govern what transpired.
Another big automotive story, in a sense, a last gasp from the Obama Justice Department. We're watching for a settlement between U.S. authorities and Takata of Japan, which makes the airbags that seem to be faulty.
Having to settle with the Justice Department is only the tip of the iceberg, because the issue really is who's going to compensate the auto companies for having to replace all of these airbags? Who compensates the dealers for the inability to sell these cars? It is a problem that has tentacles that I don't think we've ever seen in the auto industry. So settling with the Justice Department really does not solve Takata's problems. Takata's problems are going to be long-lasting, and the question really is the viability of the company itself.
And even today, more cars with Takata airbags added to recall lists at Toyota and Ford and Lincoln. Marianne Keller at MKNA Global Automotive Strategy, thank you for this.
Thank you.
See, these potential cabinet members, they get all the attention, but the Trump team actually has thousands of jobs to fill. And some outsider candidates, folks whom you might affectionately call not the usual suspects, think they have a good shot at some of these political appointments. Well, maybe, maybe not, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
David Vincent Gagne is a chief technology officer for a web development company. Sergio Loya is a management consultant. Gagne voted for Hillary Clinton. Loya voted for Donald Trump. They both applied for jobs in the new administration. I first talked to them the week after the election. Here's Gagne.
I think with Trump, there's a much greater chance for people that have not been in the political, quote unquote, industry to make a change in the world.
And Sergio Loya told me,
I think the attractiveness of Trump has come from his ability to be outside of government.
Now, it is early days, and Trump hasn't even been sworn in yet. But when I talked to Loya and Gagne about a month later, Gagne had just gotten an automated response that his application was received, and Loya didn't even get that.
Not even an acknowledgement that they received it, nothing.
And Gagne says from what he's seen so far, Trump doesn't seem to be looking for outsiders.
He seems to be stocking his administration with the exact same sort of multimillionaires and Washington insiders that would have been picked up by Clinton.
But actually, Paul Light, who teaches public policy at New York University, says insiders always win.
If you believe that you're going to get a job by applying to the website, you're deluding yourself.
Light says you need a Trump insider to bring your resume into the White House.
So somebody's got to carry it in with a ringing endorsement of some kind.
Still, Sergio Loya says he might apply again, stressing his conservative political views.
I could do a better job of perhaps broadcasting my philosophy versus outlining my credentials and my merit and my experience.
NYU's Paul Light says ultimately, outsiders' best bet is to cultivate inside connections. We did contact the incoming Trump administration for comment, but didn't hear back. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And tomorrow, the private contractor SpaceX will try to launch the first of 10 satellites into a low orbit, part of a system that could revolutionize air traffic control. We mainly use ground-based radar now, but if all goes well with the new Arion system, it's called, pilots might have more flexibility to choose routes to save fuel or avoid bad weather. Finding planes after a disaster might also be easier. The still-missing Malaysia Airlines flight comes to mind there. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.